Today's Amud is Nedarim Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. We finished last time the Mishnah, which was talking about the case where you take a neder not to get any hanah, that you can't borrow money or borrow items or to purchase items from the person. So Magro is going to pick this up at the top on Mem Gimel. Bishlema lo yalvenu. Okay, it's fine. It makes a lot of sense that you can't lend money for them. So halva, when we talk about borrowing things or lending out things, we use the same in English. We talk the same thing about money or for kelim. But in Hebrew, so then halva is going on the money. So we understand, lo yovenu, it doesn't make sense, you can't do it. Because you're giving him benefit. Ela lo yilva hemenu, but the fact that you can't borrow money from him, samayka mahanile. How is that getting hana when you're not, you know, lending money to him? So bishlema lo yilva hemenu, again, we understand you can't borrow things from him. Lo yikach hemenu, you can't buy things from him, because again, you're getting hana from this. Elo yishal hemenu, but what's the reason why you can't borrow something? My kam is hani mine. So she'ela is an item, right? That's a borrow. Halva is on money, and she'ela is on the actual item itself. So, you know, if you're borrowing something, you're giving back the exact same item to the one who lent it to you. So what's the problem with that? So, Amar Rabbi, two answers. The first one, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Kigon Shenadu Hana Zemizeh. Now, what the case of our mission is talking about, where it's reciprocal neder. Reuven takes a neder, I'm not going to get any hana from Shimon. And Shimon takes a neder, I'm not going to get any hana from Reuven. So it's back and forth. That's the case where you can't lend or you can't borrow out from the person. Abai Omer, Abai says a different shot. You can learn the Mishnah the way it's written. It's straightforward. You don't have to add in this new Okimta, that's the case. We make a gezeira, you can't borrow something, because if I borrow from you, then I might come to actually lend you something. That's what the thing is. We saw it in the Rambam in yesterday's shir. V'chem chuluhu gzeira. So with all these cases, right, in the Mishnah, borrowing the money or the items or purchasing things, this is all really a rabbinic gzeira that you shouldn't come to actually get hanah from him. Says the next Mishnah. So Omer lo, one person says to the other guy, Hashileni parosach, lend me your parah, your cow. Omer lo, the owner of the cow says back to him, Eini pnuya. It's not available right now. So Omer, the guy's got so angry, I didn't get the cow. Konim sodi shani choresh bo la'olam. Yeah, the one who asked was, my field now, it's konim, it's also for forever using your cow to plow it. Meaning, he says he's never going to use this person's cow ever to plow his field. So then, what would be the din? If the owner of the cow then wants to lend it to him, so the halacha is like this. Im hayadarko lechorish. If the mutar's practice was to actually plow the field himself, hu aser v'chol ha'adam mutarim. So then it's going to be aser to plow the field with this cow, but anyone else, it's mutar for them to do it, because when he made the neder, he was, you know, we assume he's only referring to himself, because he's the one who usually does the plowing of the field. Says the Mishnah, however, im ein darko lacharosh, but it's not his minhag, it's not his derech, his Nora's way is to actually plow the field himself. He hires workers to do it for him. Hu v'chol adam asurim. In that case, then not only him, but everybody else is going to be also, because since he doesn't work the field itself, the neder refers to the other people. Okay, now even though the mutar can't get any hanah from the madir, we'll see there are certain ways where the mother could help him out if he was in need. Hamudar hana mechaveiro ve'ein loma yoicho. Right, so you took a netter, they're not getting any benefit, but now the guy is so poor that he doesn't have any, he doesn't have any food to eat, right? And the mother wants to help him. So the mother can do the following tactic. He goes to the storekeeper, where he knows this mudar is the guy where he usually shops, where he normally purchases his food. V'ayim, he says to him, Ish ploni mudar mimeni hanoa v'eini yadea ma'ase. This guy, Ish ploni, you know, Moshe Schwartz, whatever, so-and-so is also with a nether to get any hanoa for me. I don't know what I can do to help him. So that's a hint, right? It's like, you know, I mean, Namir la'akum, same thing. You can't actually say beferish what you're going to do. If he would tell this Chenvani to go feed him and to go buy him food, and he becomes like a shliach. So that's aser. So he has to do this quote unquote like roundabout way in order to understand what the issue is, right? So he takes the hint, he gets it. Who knows? Saying the Chenvani gives food to the mudar uvo v'noito mizeh. And then he comes and he goes back to the madir and he collects the payment. So the madir here didn't directly tell him to do this. So therefore, he's not a shliach of the madir. He's like doing it on his own. So this is like a roundabout way. It's a shtickle aroma, but that way then the hanok can come from the storekeeper, not the madir, and then it'd be mutter. Hayabeso livnois gedero ligdor sedehu liktor. Let's say the Mura needed to build a house. He has to put a fence up around his property. He has to harvest his field, right? He doesn't have any money. He can't hire workers. And the Madir, again, wants to help him. So what the Madir could do like this. Halich eitzel hapolin. Now he goes to workers who would work for the Mura. But Omri says them like this. Ish ploni Mura memeni hano vein yodea maase. This guy, so-and-so, ploni, is osir to get any hanok from me. So I don't know what to do. I'm going to help him. Hey, Mosi Nimos, they get the hint, they do the job. Uvoin of Noitlin Schar Mizeh. Right? Now they can come and get their wages from the Madir. So it's not, the Madir doesn't have to pay them, but he could do it if he wants to. Another case. Hay Mahalchim Bederech Ve'en Lo Ma Yoicham. So now in this case, it's much more direct, actually, because in the first two cases of the Chenvani, there was a third party involved. The Polim, there's a third party involved. Here now, in this case in the Mishnah, it's just the Mudra and the Madir, the one who took the Neder against, the one who made the Neder, the one who it's referring to. Right? So Hay Mahalchim Bederech Ve'en Lo Ma Yoicham. There's nothing to eat. So he wants to give him some of his food. So no saying La'acher L'shumatana, he gives it to, he gives it to another person who's walking with him, as a matana. V'hala mutarba, and then he gives it to the other guy because it doesn't really belong to the food. Im eini mamach, that's what I'm saying. If there's no one else now who's walking with him, maniach ha-hasela v'al ha-gader. So the madir just puts the food down on a sela, on a rock, or on a gader, on a fence. V'ayman, he says like this, out loud. Harehein mufkarim lechol mishiachbots. This is hefker for me. This is hefker. Anybody who wants can come and take them. V'halo noitel v'oichel. So the other guy, the mudor, takes the food, and he can they because it doesn't necessarily belong to him anymore. That's the first opinion. Reb Yossi Oser. Reb Yossi says it's Oser. You can't do this. Because the way that Rabbi Yossi understands is that when I make something hefker, it's mafkia, my right to it, but it still belongs to me. It just means someone else can come and take it. But it's still technically mine. So since it's still technically mine, it's like I'm giving him the food directly, and you would not be allowed to, would not be allowed to do so in this case. Okay, let's do a little bit of the Gemara now. Working out this, Machlokas at the end, whether the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi, whether you can do this directly and make it hefker or not. So, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, my time at Rabbi Yossi. What's the reason of Rabbi Yossi holds its osir? So he holds hefker kematona. It's the same thing. When you make something hefker, it's like a gift. Ma matona after osir mirshus no sin mirshus mekabel. So with a matona, when you're basically giving it over from your possession into the possession of the one who is receiving it, it's direct. Sa'af hefker. So too, when you make something hefker, ad osiel reshus zoiche. So it's your property still until it actually comes into it. So that's why, according to Biosi, it's also, if you made a netter, not to get hanah from somebody, so then you can't make it hefker and give it to you because it still belongs to you. So this other guy is now taking it from you, he's getting a hanah from you directly, and that would be prohibited. Okay, that is how the Gemara explains the machloikis between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi.